Hello, everyone. Welcome to Life Journeys with Serena. It is April 28th, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and I am so happy to be live here with you all. I am feeling this really significant shift that we're all experiencing, you guys. I can't believe what is happening with our planet shifting. I know this year is just such a big year, and I'm sure you all are feeling it too. It just feels like there's so much opportunity waiting for us, and I know that that can sometimes feel really overwhelming. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And we've got baby Shelby here with me, my wonderful co-host, and my husband as well is here always helping out. So you guys have the whole family hosting this show as usual. But you guys, he is growing up so fast, and his wake windows are getting bigger, which means he's taking less naps, and he's normally down for a nap around right now. But he's not. So he's pretty wired and awake, and he's looking right at me and chewing on his stuff. And so I may have to go for a break for a minute if he needs some help going down for a nap. But we're going to play it by ear, and I will keep you guys posted. But today we are continuing our conversation about ways that you can invest in yourself. Last week we had a really great conversation about how you can invest in yourself in ways between we were talking so much about the ways that you can just slow down in the moment and invest in yourself by appreciating the beauty of something when you're able to actually stay present, where you're able to compliment yourself and then also where you're actually able to just take time to experience something satisfying. And I feel like we were talking about different ways that you can check in on, are you actually taking that time to slow down and be in that moment, and how powerful it is when you're able to value that and when you're able to allow that to be a priority. And I hope you guys found that helpful. And I loved this concept of being able to take this stereotypical kind of cliche concept of investing in ourselves and make it something real. How can we actually bring this into our life as something palpable that we are actively doing every day? Because so much of it is just a wonderful, nice thing to say. But what does it actually mean? And so the inspiration for today's topic within this bigger topic of investing yourself is coming from all the shifts that are the big planetary shifts that are happening this week, and especially with Venus shifting. And I'm not a professional astrologist, you guys. I really would love, I want to encourage you guys to go listen to Mark's show, to CA's show, or to Mo's show. Those are our amazing astrologists. All of us kind of dabble, but those are the pros. And if you would like a daily breakdown of how the planets are shifting and the way that we can experience that and recognize that every day throughout the week, you should definitely sign up for Mark's Power Peak, which you can find over at 12Listen. CA does an incredible breakdown of how we are, how we experience what is shifting in the skies and how that actually shows up in our life it's a very readable way. She keeps it very easy to digest, and it's a wonderful way to kind of prep for your week and also realize the opportunities that are hidden throughout every day. But something that I've really been noticing that's been standing out to me as I've been listening to these incredible people that I work with and hearing what's shifting and what opportunities are popping up is, it seems like, especially with Venus shifting right now, it's a really great time to make financial decisions. It's a really important time to be smart about your financial investments, but it also seems like it's a really great opportunity to heal within your finances. And we all know that money is something that people don't love to talk about. It's something that everyone gets a little nervous and closed off. And you guys know that I love talking about anything that's considered taboo. So since there's so much opportunity financially in our worlds right now, that's what I want to talk about. I'm going to talk about money and all the crap that comes with it, all the trauma that comes with it, and all of the it can be such a conflicting and harsh reality that we live in that sense. And also everything's pretty challenging right now. Things feel unpredictable right now. It feels like a really important conversation to have. And I'd love for you guys to have this conversation with me. So I want to invite you all to the chat room. You can find our chat room if you go to 12radio.com. Then you click on the chat button on the left-hand side, and it'll redirect you to our Facebook group. And if you haven't joined us before, go ahead and request to join. Make sure you request to join. Don't just request to follow. And I'll make sure to get you into the group, and then you can leave a comment under my banner, which sometimes you have to scroll down a little bit. But you'll see a banner of me on the beach with my pup. And go ahead and leave a comment, and I will be taking readings today. So if you guys have any questions, if you'd like a card, go ahead and leave a comment under my banner, and I'll make sure that I connect with you guys. And it looks like, I'm just pulling it up now, it looks like Renee is here. Renee is shouting out Shelby. Thank you, my dear. Appreciate you being here. I love that you're always tuning in. And Quelly is here. Hi, my Bay Area sister. Grand afternoon, Serena, baby, and hubby. Yeah, you know the whole crew is here, you guys. We've got all support in the house. Thank you so much. Hope all is well. All is well. I'm really loving all of the shift that's happening. I hope everything's well with you, too. I always love that you leave a little comment whenever you're listening in. I appreciate it. I'm going to do a quick general reading for you guys. I love being able to connect with your energy this way. And so whether you're listening live, or if you are listening to a replay, or if you downloaded this and you're listening at a later time, this message is for you. And it seems like, if you're feeling just like you can't get out of your emotions right now, or things just feel heavy emotionally, it's really important for you to speak those emotions out loud. Communicate that. What if it's specifically about a particular person, if it's about a partner or a family member or a friend or a coworker, or if it's just something that you're experiencing about yourself as well, speak that out loud. Have that conversation. It really feels like now is a great time for you to speak freely without having to worry too much about the consequences, which I feel like it doesn't pop up too much. So take advantage of that, you guys, and have those conversations that kind of intimidate you, kind of scare you, but it really feels like you are in the safe space to be able to address these things that have been weighing heavily on you, okay? So that feels like is really prominent for some of you guys right now. I hope that's helpful. And yeah, if anyone would like a specific reading about a general reading or about a specific question that you have going on, just let me know and leave a comment in the chat room and I'll make sure to get to you. And we have beautiful baby Shelby. What you doing, Bubba? Yeah, okay. His dad's got him. Okay, so you guys, when we're talking about money, right, and we're talking about our own relationship with money, opportunities to heal within money, talk about manifesting money. There's so many things that we could talk about. And there's what I want to focus on are three things. I want to focus on recognizing our own origin with money, the relationship that we have with money, and that relationship our family has with money, and how that shapes us. I want to talk about the power of manifestation when it comes to money and when it comes to your finances, and ways that you can open up those channels where money can flow freely to you. And I also want to talk about the ways that we can heal what I call money trauma. Our history with money can be so heavy. And it can be so, that fear can be paralyzing, that we'll make the same mistakes or we'll get stuck in the same rut. And it's a very real fear and it deserves to be recognized. And it's something that I really just want to help guide you in a way to recognize that there's freedom on the other side of recognition. And that's something that is just, I think these three things are a great way to start this conversation. I am recognizing even right now that with talking about money, I'm having my own apprehensions pop up. I'm feeling my own nerves around money pop up, and I'm really focusing on staying aware of what's happening in my body and the nerves that pop up, because I'm feeling the need right now even to defend that, you know, money doesn't have to be everything. It's okay if you are, if you don't want to talk about money, you know, to buffer this conversation in a way. And I am actively recognizing those things that are popping up in that way. And I just want to be able to sit here with you all and say, listen, money doesn't bring happiness, right? But it is a huge, it has a huge role in our lives. And I just want it to, I want this to be a space where we can talk about these things. I want us to be able to recognize that whether you have money or you don't, whether you have a complicated relationship with money or money hasn't ever been a problem for you, right? Whether you're in debt or you are not, regardless of your financial situation, the way you interact with money impacts your life and it impacts the people around you. And we don't live in these little bubbles, right? We are actively engaging with each other. We're experiencing the shifts in the economy. It is a very real part of our day-to-day lives. And so while I'm, and it's something that we are told we're not supposed to talk about, and we're told we're not supposed to value above other things or even equal to other things that are important in our lives. And I'm right now taking a moment to recognize that I'm having my own little red flags pop up inside of saying, oh, this is a sensitive topic. Be careful. Because, and I hope that we all can connect in this way and recognize that even though it is something that is taboo, and even though it is something that we all have our own complicated relationship with, we can talk about it. We can talk about the ways that we can heal. We can talk about the strategies around it. We can talk about how we can manifest bringing more of it into our life. And so let's talk about it. The first thing I want to talk about is it's important to recognize our money origin. Okay? We are shaped by our childhood. Whether we're fully aware of it or not, whether we have taken the time to pick apart and process our childhood in that sense, we are shaped by our family, and we are shaped by the way that our family processes things and the way that our family handles things. And so the way that your family interacted with money when you were growing up impacts the way that you then handled money when you went out into the world for the first time as an adult. Or when you first got your first job, when you were still living at home and figured out, what do I do with this paycheck now, right? It's, there are things that we learn from our family, and it takes time of kind of picking it apart and actually recognizing it to realize that maybe we want to do things differently. Maybe we don't want to take that with us. Maybe we really love this one part of how money was talked about or handled, but we don't like the rest of it. And all of this can be fairly simple, but it takes a moment to recognize where we come from and all of our individual history with it. And in every family and in every individual perspective with money, there are two ways that you can see money. And it always, it usually has nothing to do with whether or not you have money. But the two ways that you can see money is you can live in a mentality of abundance, or you can live in that mentality of scarcity. And you can have incredible wealth and live in a mentality of abundance, and you can also live in a mentality of scarcity. You can have very little money and be living paycheck to paycheck, and you can be living in a mentality of abundance. Or you can be living in a mentality of scarcity. And so it really doesn't have to do with whether or not you have money.
But if you grew up and your family had a little extra money than what you're used to and decided, okay, we're going to give this to our cousins, or we're going to, we know that your aunt has been struggling a little bit, so we're going to help her out this way, or everyone seems to, in our immediate community, is thriving right now. What can we donate this to? How can we support our community in a bigger scale? That is a mentality of abundance, because that is a, whether you actively recognize this or not, that is a simple understanding of when you give, you open yourself up to receiving. And it is absolutely a give and take. It is absolutely a two-way dynamic, a two-way street right there. When you give, you open yourself up to receiving. And this is actually something that Lori was talking about in her wonderful show before. If you did not catch Lori's show, please go listen to it. She is an incredible, incredible intuitive, and I love that she was also talking about this today. So I just want to shout out my lovely girl, Lori, right there. So go ahead and check out her show. She was doing a wonderful job at talking about the way that you invite so much into your world when you give. And, but you can't do that if you are stuck in a mentality of scarcity. And so many of us are scared of money, are scared of losing money, are have so much fear around money as a whole, and we live in a mentality of scarcity. And that's where if you have any extra money coming in, you are tucking it away, you are not talking about it, you are not taking any risks with it, you're not sharing, you're not donating. It is something that you are hiding because there is this fear that it will be gone. And there's something smart within this, because having that security and having that emergency fund in that sense is really important, especially with how our economy is so unpredictable right now. It is really important to have that very logical, smart buffer. But it is such a suffocating way to exist with money, because that fear is just palpable and it seeps into so many different parts of our lives. And so while I think it's clear that I prefer this mentality of abundance, there are things that are really important to learn within this mentality of scarcity. And this is something that my husband and I have been talking about a lot lately, because we've realized that he was raised in a family that has a very clear mentality of abundance, and I was raised in a family that had very clear mentality of scarcity. And it's something that we see just in the way that our two families interact with money. We see it in the way that the two of us see money differently now within our marriage. And it's a very empowering conversation to be able to have both with yourself and with your partner and with your family, to be able to recognize, this is where I come from. This is what I like from where I come from. And this is what I don't. And wow, I see that you do this differently. I see that we had a great month, so you sent $100 to your sister, or whatever, you know, whatever the example in that situation is. There's so much freedom within this mentality of abundance. And if you can pair it with the stability that does come with this mentality of scarcity, there's something really beautiful about being able to marry these two. And we are very consciously trying to move forward and raise our family mainly in this mentality of abundance, but with the logic and the security that comes from those bits of the mentality of scarcity. But if we hadn't taken the moment to try to figure out where we both come from, that conversation would be so much harder. It would be so much harder. And it's something that I just invite you all to have that moment where you have that bit of self-reflection and you recognize where you come from. So it truly is very empowering when you recognize where you began. And before we move on to talking about manifestations with money, I'm going to check into the chat room and see who's here. Renee says, yes, and Doggy is here too. I know. Our pup is being very good right now. Everyone's with Dad is what's happening. And they sound like they're all doing great. But yeah, you know, it's always a full house. Yeah. Okay, guys. If anybody has questions, I'll take them in the chat room. But let's move on to talking about the power of manifestation when it comes to money. And I have a few stories I want to share with you guys here. Because everybody talks about manifestation all the time. And it's so easy to preach, right? And just to say there is, you know, manifestation works. It's really empowering, you know, however you want to say it. But it is really, when you don't experience what you are trying to manifest, when it does not currently exist in your life, it is so hard to believe in what you're manifesting. And I want to just say one quick thing before I go into these stories and say, you do not need to believe in what you are manifesting for it to happen. I feel like that's something that blocks a lot of people from trying. If you are trying to say, money flows freely to me and I live in abundance, but you get stuck on the fact that that's not currently true, how is that going to happen? And this is a lot of what I want to talk about with manifesting. If you get stuck in the how and then realize, gosh, I don't see how this could happen, then it's not going to come to you. And this was something that I really struggled with. And when I was really struggling financially, and I mean, I was relying way too heavily on credit cards. I was living in a really expensive city. I wasn't even living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, I just couldn't figure out how to deal with the money decisions that I had made and how I was going to make the money I needed to get by. I was struggling to set up my career. I was working a bunch of different jobs, and it just felt like there was no way I could make enough money to live and to be comfortable and to not have that money stress all the time. And so I started looking into different money manifestations and mantras, and I didn't believe a word of what I was reading or seeing or these stories people were talking about. And I remember seeing, I think it was an Instagram video or something, about how somebody, this woman had been saying this mantra of money flows freely to me and I live in abundance. She'd been saying it every day for a month, and then a check showed up in the mail for $1,000. And I was sitting there going, that is just not possible. The internet is driving me crazy. This isn't real, you know, whatever. It's just, I had such a major block in saying that doesn't happen, because it had never happened to me and it had never happened to anyone that I knew. And it's something that I think stopped me from truly being able to manifest anything. And I'm hearing baby Shelby right now, so I may have to continue this story. Okay, let me finish the story and then we'll take a quick break, you guys. So basically, I could not see where any of these avenues of money coming to me existed. I was a bartender. I was a bartender living off of tips, and I couldn't see that there was a very clear channel of where I could have money flowing freely to me. You know, somebody could choose to leave me a $100 tip, but I couldn't see it. I was living in doubt. I was living in fear. I was living in stress and anxiety around my money. And I was searching. I was looking so hard, saying, where are these channels of money going to come from? If I start saying money flows freely to me and I live in abundance, how is that going to happen? I don't believe it. I don't see how it's going to show up in my life. But at some point, I stopped and I said, okay, I have to stop worrying about the how. Even though I can't see it right now, I need to understand that at some point, it will just happen. And so I started. And every time I said it, I doubted it. I had fear that it wouldn't show up. I did not believe in what I was saying. But I said it. I said it all day, every day. I went overboard. And I was just saying over and over again, money flows freely to me and I live in abundance. And I think it was just a week or two later, we got a check in the mail saying that we had overpaid our tolls and we had a refund of, I think it was around $500 or so. So I got the check. I got the check in the mail of $500 and my jaw was on the floor. I could not believe what I was seeing. It was incredible. And I immediately, it was like the second that happened, I could finally see all these avenues that exist in my life where money could flow to me. And then I went crazy with it, right? I started trying different manifestations. I started trying different mantras. I started trying to see what else I could do. And things were showing up in incredible ways and in different ways every time. And I realized that even once I opened up my mind and I started looking to see, wow, someone could leave me an incredibly generous tip. And that is one avenue that I have open for money. I was working I had a freelance gig up online. And I was thinking, gosh, somebody could so easily just book a big project with me. And that is a wonderful way where abundance could show up in my life. My husband started doing it too. And you know what he did? He's incredible. He started driving around just whenever he's going to get groceries or on his way to work or, you know, wherever he's doing, saying, I am going to stumble upon wealth. I think his mantra was something like that. And I think just a couple days into it, he's driving down the street and sees these beautiful teak loungers on the side of the road with a sign free taped onto it. He throws them in the truck. He jumps out of the car, puts them in the truck, and brings them home. And we realize these are worth like $800. And it took some time. It took some effort. We put it up on, some site and, you know, made $600. And it is so wonderful when you recognize that abundance exists all around us. It truly does. But you have to be open to seeing it. That's the significant part. And there's one other incredible story that always comes to mind when I'm thinking about manifestation. And it's a similar story about a man who was living in New York City who decided to try an experiment where he would say a manifestation about abundance every morning, and then he would see what would happen. And he had specifically committed to taking the opportunities that show up because he was inviting money into his life within his manifestation. And so on the first day, he saw a quarter, a shiny, beautiful, looked like untouched quarter on the side of the road. Picked it up and said, okay, I asked for money to show up in my life. And that it's just 25 cents, but it's money. And that is one way that he is seeing abundance showing up in his life. So then he wakes up the next day and he says the same manifestation about money flowing freely to him, about him living in abundance, about money just showing up for him. And then when he is on the subway, he sees this disgusting, sticky, ancient old penny. And he's saying, I'm not going to touch that. That's so gross. I'm not going to pick that up. But then he stops himself and he says, wow, I am inviting money to show up into my life. And here it is. And I'm saying no. So he picks up the penny, notices that it looks really old, but puts it in his pocket. And later that night, when he's put it on his nightstand, he realizes that it is a 1942 wheat penny, which has a very different, one of the sides is really, really different than the pennies that we see today. And so he looks it up, and one was just sold, an identical one was just sold for $3,000. Now, the significant thing within this story is, I think, several different things. But the thing that stands out most to me is that regardless if you believe in the power of manifestation, regardless if you think that you can speak things into existence, that you can bring wealth into your life this way, the wonderful thing here is that he had dedicated himself to this experiment of saying, I'm going to say this every morning and I'll just see what happens and stay open. Because of him consciously making that commitment, he was opening his eyes in ways he wouldn't otherwise. He was recognizing things that he potentially would not notice. He definitely would not have picked up that gross penny. And so regardless of what you believe of the power of your words, it is truly incredible if you can slow down enough to take those moments where most of the time you would just rush by and go fast and live life at the pace that we always live it. But if you're able to truly dedicate yourself to that commitment of manifestation, and then follow through, it opens up so much for you. It is truly incredible what it brings in. And so if you really don't believe in these in manifestations, which is fine, I didn't for the longest time. I doubted it. I had so much doubt. And I had a different kind of experience, but maybe your experience with it will be something like, wow, if you didn't actively invite this into your life, maybe you wouldn't have noticed it. Maybe my husband wouldn't have noticed the teak loungers on the side of the road. He would have driven right by it. And this is the incredible thing about manifestation, is it invites you to notice things. It invites you to actually open up your eyes. And if we just go through life subconsciously without having that present moment to focus in on, and without having that purpose to where we are dedicating ourselves to a goal or to having that motivation, it is so easy for everything just to slip right by us. But this is what I'm talking about when I say that we are surrounded by opportunity and we are surrounded by abundance. It's everywhere. It comes a little harder to some of us. It takes a little longer for some of us. But is that because there's less abundance around you? Or is that because your eyes are closed? And I want you to take a few moments today, and if you saw everything as an opportunity rather than seeing something as a hindrance or an annoyance, how much would that impact your life? And this can be this can be so much more than just talking about money, right? We were watching a YouTube video about my husband's really into cars, and so we're always watching these different off-roading videos and things like that. And there's this one video of this kid who got his truck stuck in the sand, and he clearly didn't know how to switch it into 4x4. And the guy filming the video jumps out and says, "Hey, do you know how to do this?" And runs over and he just starts teaching him. And we're in this world, it's so easy to just hate on the people who are new or who are young or who don't know how to do something. And rather than falling into that norm, because that's what most people's automatic is, this guy decided to educate him and to say, and to take a bit of time and invest his time in passing on his knowledge. And something that I noticed within that is all of it felt so much lighter. All of it felt so much more peaceful. It felt so much more loving. It felt so much more empowering. And there's something truly beautiful about being able to gift your own knowledge or your own experience rather than hate on someone who doesn't have that same knowledge or experience because they're looking like an idiot or because they clearly don't know what they're doing. Or because maybe they're pretending like they know what they're doing and they're making a fool of themselves and they have no idea, right? And that's a choice. It's a simple choice to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to share my wisdom. I'm going to share what I have. This is another version of living in abundance, living within an abundant mentality. It has so much more than just money.
And you can live in an abundant mentality in one area of life and live in a scarcity mentality in another area of life. But if you decide to live in an area, if you decide to live with an abundance mentality as you go and you interact with the people around you, you allow yourself to feel so much more free. And you aren't weighed down by the stress and the anxiety and the worry that comes with this scarcity mentality, that comes with choosing to, you know, say, oh gosh, what is this kid doing? Why can't he? He's making us look bad, or whatever the thought process is, right? If you fall into that, then you are lowering your frequency so quickly. You are really going to allow yourself to sit in that negativity when you have that opportunity and active choice to lift yourself up and lift up the people around you. Okay. You guys, I'm going to go on a quick break and check in with the fam. I'll be back in about 5 minutes. And I will make sure to check back into the chat room when I do. And when we come back, I'm really excited to talk to you guys about how we can heal from our money trauma. We all have money trauma. We all have things that we wish we did differently. And I want that to be something that we can talk about. So that's what we're going to be talking about in just a few moments, everyone. Hang in there. In about 6 minutes or so, I'll be back. All right. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for waiting. I've got baby Shelby with me here now. I'm sure you guys can hear him. Okay, let me just check back into the chat room and make sure we're all set. And before we keep talking about the ways that we can, I know we're running out of time now, but I really do want to talk about the ways that we can actively invest our time into healing our own relationship with money and with our finances. It's an important step for us to take in order to shift into a new stage of our experience with money. And so, okay. I just got a note that Shelby's favorite auntie is listening too, so I just want to say hi. It looks like if I can get any other questions answered for you guys in the chat room in the next few minutes, go ahead and leave it there and I'll make sure to get to you. But with everything that we've been talking about, with figuring out your own relationship with manifesting money, and figuring out your own origin with money and how that started your life off in your childhood, it's so important for us now to take a second and realize that by simply acknowledging these habits or the origin of your relationship with money, it's so powerful. The simple acknowledgement of seeing where you came from invites so much opportunity to see how you can shift it and make that conscious choice to shift into a relationship that you were really proud of when it comes to your money. And then you can notice how your money habits can change. Because the whole worry that always pops back up if you are in the process of healing within your own relationship with money is, you know, if you figure out your manifestations and your own belief there and are inviting that into your life, and you now have money showing up, what do you do now? Right? And if you don't let go of your fear, if you don't let go of that anxiety that you're going to make the same mistakes again, if you don't let go of the generational trauma and the patterns that exist there that are very real, and if you don't find that resolution, then you're going to make those same mistakes again. You're going to allow that scarcity mentality to stifle you and to paralyze you within this. And you won't actually experience that lifestyle change that you're yearning for. And so if you're actually able to truly acknowledge these parts of your relationship with money that you don't like and that you want to change, then that first step can be that simple. All right, that was my last note that I wanted to get through to you guys when it comes to our relationship with money. And the opportunity that we have right now is incredible. There is so much opportunity for healing. It is a great time to make investments. It is a great time to make decisions around your money. And you guys, I'm not a financial advisor by any means. Like, this is not specific advice about the way that you should be handling your money. This is entirely just a space that I want to open up for us to be able to talk about the very real challenges that come with our own relationships with money. And the important thing to notice here is that We all interact with money in some way. So if you're sitting here saying, oh, it doesn't impact me in that sense, maybe that's something you need to look at as well. Okay. So we're running out of time a little bit, and I just want to take a moment to let you guys know that next week I am going to be going live on YouTube. I am taking the plunge and joining Mark in his big step towards taking us all YouTube. I'm so excited. So you guys will be able to see me live streaming there. And that's going to be such a wonderful big step for all of us. I can't wait. And in the meantime, you guys can find me over at One Two Listen. I'm going to be online a lot more in the next few weeks, and I'm also going to be signing on at noon Pacific time today at a discounted rate for the following hour. And I'm looking forward to connecting with you all. I'm sending everybody love and so much peace. And if you all, if you all are listening, my train of thought is distracted by wonderful baby Shelby, so thanks you guys for your understanding. But anyway, thanks so much for being here, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. You've been listening to Life Journeys with Serena on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way we listen to the world. Thanks, you guys. Talk to you next week.